You got to go to my blog. There's something you need to see.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because we all watch Ranger baseball.
Here it is. Bob's blog live from Louisville.
Okay. You can get there at ticket.com or bobanddan.com or just figure it out, please. Today's entry is about Elvis Andrews and his hair. Now, the top picture in the entry is a picture that we took of him when he was on our show. And I want you to take special note of his hair, Dan, back in May.
Yeah, and he had just bleached it.
Colored his hair, but pay special attention to the length of his hair in the back, which I would say is rather closely cropped to the back of his skull. Would you not agree?
Yes, I would not. No, I would.
Yes, I would agree. All right, and then the second and third pictures were from last night's game where he now has braids to what amounts to the middle of the nameplate on the back of his jersey.
Manny Ramirez light.
Light, very light, yeah.
They got to be.
But he's got really long hair. There's no way that.
They got to be six, real hair. 8 inches, right?
Sure. Is that what you're going with here? It's not his real hair?
I believe he has a weave. I don't know that there's any other explanation for this, and I did get a report from someone who said that Josh Lewin was talking about when they were in Anaheim, Elvis was over at Vlad's house, and Vlad had a hairstylist there, and that explains Elvis's new look. I don't know that he elaborated that it's fake hair.
And he never said anything about fake hair. I was listening to that, but he didn't say anything about fake hair. He just said that.
Well, this is clearly.
Vlad had a hairstylist over. Made it sound like he was on call.
But Elvis clearly has the fake braids in. It's almost like he went to Cancun for spring break and he came back with.
Like Vlad has a hairstylist, like you have a doctor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not uncommon.
Like he knows who it is.
Really? I remember in Green Bay.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Where all the brothers needed haircuts, and you think Green Bay has some great. Black man hairstylist.
I would not think
you have,
so.
You know, if you have the braids or something like that, you go to some chick that'll braid it for you.
They would fly some guy up from one of the cities that does have a lot of black hairstyling. And
really?
He would do all the Packers.
Unless he put a serious blowout kit on that fro. That's added hair, yes.
What do you mean, a serious blowout kit? What? I don't know what you're saying, but are you saying that could be authentic hair that you grow, like,
if,
10 inches of hair in 2 months?
If it's a blowout kit that...
What does that mean?
It's, you know how some of the big froze in the early 70s and things like that?
But you
they
see
put
his
like
hair
a
in
blowout
May.
Kit.
You see his hair in May.
Sure. Oh, I think it's, yeah, I tried to bring that up the other day. I think it's a added hair, yes.
I don't think there's any other possibility. I don't know about this blowout kit you speak of, but I've never heard of anything that magically grows
so
your hair
so if I get a blowout kit, I could have more hair?
It'll look poofier, yes.
So, really? A couple questions here in looking at this, I think, indisputable evidence
but
that Elvis Andrews has
too.
Fake hair. A, is this the gayest thing you've ever seen? B, how many athletes who we think have crazy hair are faking it?
All of them.
And Melissa said Manny Ramirez is clearly faking
it. Yes! You think that's real?
What about that Packer that went to the Saints? Who's he?
Mike McKenzie?
Yeah.
Al Harris? All that's fake
Marion
hair.
Marion Barber?
Yes! It's all fake.
Not Marion Barber, dude.
Are you serious?
I've seen Marion Barber's hair.
Every guy with dreads, none of them have actually grown it.
No.
Marion Barber's is real. Don't you think?
Especially when it's all down, all out the head. Yes, it's fake, dude.
You've known this the
He's
whole time.
He's been growing it for years.
Why didn't you tell us? Why
because
did you allow
never asked.
Why
because...
did you allow white people to think
yeah,
these athletes
kind of
have
secret?
Authentic hair?
I don't know why you thought that.
Lenny Kravitz? Don't you dare.
I haven't seen Lenny in a while.
I know.
I don't know how long
fully
it
black
is.
Black or is he halfway?
No, Lenny cut his hair.
No, I'm saying when he had crazy hair, was it his?
Okay, you guys think that who name an athlete,
right.
Like
now
Al
you stop
like
over
McKenzie.
There, hair expert. You stop.
No,
hold on a second. Do you believe Manny Ramirez is faking his hair, Dan?
It's really long.
If you thought that that was
Could
all of Manny Ramirez's hair, you guys are idiots.
But I never have thought before that it was fake.
Well, what if you just don't cut your hair for 2 or 3 years?
It's not going to grow like that.
Why?
If you're making
look at your beard. Look how long your
if you're
beard
making
is.
20
yeah, that's
million.
Months. And do you think that it's going to... So put that on my head.
And
you think that's going to go all under my helmet and all out down my back?
What if you're using the juice of natural berries?
That's not going to work like that.
I did just get a good text here from the snake.
So did I. It's very good.
That maybe Manny Ramirez just won the hair lottery.
Yeah, that's one.
When it came to the hair lottery, I kind of lucked out.
Maybe a hair fairy.
What a great explanation.
That's just how the hair fairy shortchanged some of my coworkers.
Man, I love Elvis Andrews. I don't know what I think about this. And I don't know now what I think of Donovan going over the top and saying every athlete with crazy hair in the sports world, they're all faking it.
But how do you feel about Elvis if he wears the pants that go all the way down and even over the heel a little bit?
That doesn't affect me at all.
I'm just saying.
But for some reason,
he's emulating his heroes, his Latin heroes. He's trying to, the little second baseman for the Indians, then Nationals, Belliard. Who was Mini-Manny.
Ronnie Belliard, yeah.
He was Mini-Manny. He would just imitate exactly everything Manny Ramirez did.
Yeah, you saying Ronnie Belliard's fake?
I haven't seen Ronnie Belliard.
In fact, you know what? Let me take it to the next level. Let me up it a little bit here.
Is there another level?
Are you Donovan Lewis saying to us that Snoop Dogg is faking his hair?
No, Snoop Dogg's is not fake.
Interesting.
But it's not crazy braided all over the place, all over his head. It's just a ponytail. Snoop is one long ponytail. No, his is not fake. And you know what? He probably hadn't cut his hair in forever. Forever. And it looks like that. Now think about Manny Ramirez and Mike McKenzie with all that hair on their heads. And you think that's all his.
Najee Davenport? Don't you dare.
Now you're being ridiculous.
Here he is, your hero, Sports Sturm.
Yeah, this is going to be an extremely weird version of Ask Sports Sturm. Actually, we're going to call it Bad Raider Reports.
Okay.
But doesn't matter what we call it.
Call it TiVo.
It's time once again for
Call it Treme.
Okay, so here's what happened. I'm a fan of the documentary. You know that, Dan. And I've been advised that I needed to see... I don't know, for some reason we got a ton of emails a month or two ago about documentaries that we need to put on the list, and I got all documentaried up again. Whole new list, blown through several, have several more waiting for vacation and training camp to watch, and just put them on the list if they're good, let people know about them. And one of them is a Chris Rock production called Good Hair. And it's Chris Rock, so I'm interested. And it's a topic I'm not sure I'm interested in at all. Then I watched the documentary. Now, I would like to say this, as someone who talks about stuff on the air and offers recommendations, I'm not positive you need to see this one. Maybe you just need to listen to this part of the radio.
You watched it so we don't have to.
Maybe. I think it's okay. But I think it's great information for those of us who just went through life not thinking about how basically black chicks do their hair. Is that fair? Have you ever wondered that? Have you ever spent time?
You can buy me a drink.
You ever spent time wondering why Missy Elliott puts so much focus on getting her hair did in her raps? You know, I mean, what's the big deal?
Not really. I mean, I even heard about this, and I heard it was real good, but just the topic matter never compelled me to watch it, you know?
Well... it's really interesting, Dan, and I want to prove it to you with some audio here in the next little while. And it kind of does all branch back. It fits well with the first segment today where Donovan tried to tell us that Manny Ramirez and Elvis Andrews and everyone is kind of living a lie. Going so far as into the break, well, just having fake hair, not living a lot. That's a different thing.
It's a little harsh.
Although with Jeremy Piven, every time I look at Jeremy Piven now, I think he's got a toupee on.
Are you going to think that about Manny?
And I've kind of thought about that about Chuck Greenberg, by the way.
So it bothers you less.
Just saying, it doesn't change my opinion of him owning the Rangers. I think he's just had hair maintenance.
Let me say this about Manny.
As a bald guy.
It bothers you less that he did steroids than that he has fake hair. Because I haven't heard you really remark about his steroids at all.
I don't know that it bothers me, but part of the Manny entire mosaic might be, yes, mystique, if you will, is that his braids are pretty cool. So and if I was a big slugger, I might grow mine out as well.
What's the point if it's his hair or someone else's put in? It's his. It's in his head. What difference does that make?
I don't know. I don't know why. I mean, if everyone's just walking around in
it's
wigs.
It's because it's gay. That's why. Because dudes don't do that.
Okay, you're
right. Chicks do it.
You're right.
Well, dudes do it.
If Carrot Top did not have his real hair...
wouldn't bother me a bit.
Yeah, that would just crash my thoughts on what he's meant.
All right, well, let's get into some of this audio from Good Hair.
Certain products, we index triple what the white market does.
We're 12% of the population, but we buy 80% of the hair.
Wow. I got in the wrong business.
All I know is we spend a ton of money on our hair. No matter what, we're going to look good. We're going to look good. That's the bottom line. We're going to look good regardless.
All right, this is a foremost hair expert in the African-American community at a hair show saying that we are 12% of the population. We buy 80% of the hair products. Think about that. How impossible that is, that stat, if it's true.
No, it's no if to it.
Think about how impossible that number is.
Yeah, and is this a larger cultural talk, too, just about the stereotype of, you know, the brother who might live in some downtrodden area, but might be driving this beautiful Cadillac, you know what I mean?
Do you mean having trouble perhaps putting food on the table? Al Sharpton will speak of this later.
But
has a $1,500 weave?
Yeah. There you go, yeah. But, you know, it's the appearance is
And yes, I said Al Sharpton will speak
because
of this.
Because your hair has to look good, man.
But it's just appearance is more important than reality, I guess. You're just worried about what people think.
Yes, as you think of maybe...
Hey, he drives a Cadillac. Wow, he's really got something. But he goes back to his...
But she's got great hair.
...family that's crying because their stomach is growling.
All right, here's something I guess I never thought of, because this documentary will tell you that pretty much every black woman you see does one of two things. Either she has completely fake hair, like a weave, not completely. She wouldn't be bald, but she has very, very short hair, and then she has a weave put in. We'll get to that in a second. Or just simple relaxer. And what does all this mean? Let's go back to the documentary.
If you went under the counter in a black woman's bathroom, she's got about 30 or 40 bottles of different things. She's always constantly trying out something, trying to perfect the solution, if you will.
The antidote.
The antidote, yeah.
Relaxer. The closest thing we have to a nap antidote. For all you white people out there that don't know what it is, you name a black woman, any black woman, no matter how famous or infamous, they've either had their hair relaxed or they're having their hair relaxed right now. And a lot of black men too.
If your hair is relaxed, white people are relaxed. If your hair is nappy, they're not happy.
So, what's your definition of good hair?
Somebody looks relaxed and nice. Yeah, relaxed has to be straight.
Wow, what do you have there? Is that a bucket of relaxer?
No doubt, baby.
Relaxer, also known by its government name, sodium hydroxide. As far as hair products go, relaxer's the cash cow for the Bronner Brothers Hair Show. It's how black women have been getting their hair straight for decades.
Okay, so this is...
Perm. They also call it a perm. My wife, every 6 weeks or so, has to go and get a perm, and that straightens and relaxes the hair. Dude, I live this.
I know.
So if she didn't do it, then it would be all froed up like the early 70s or something?
It would not be pretty.
But that row is cool.
Curly? Like armpit hair?
Yeah, nappy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would...
It wouldn't be straight.
Not at all.
I wasn't going to say that, but...
Yeah, like pubic hair.
You know, when the kids are young, a lot of people try to. They'll put the hot comb on the stove and get the hot comb real hot, and they'll press the hair. That's what they call pressing. But once they get of age where they can have all the chemicals and stuff in their hair, they'll go get a perm.
Why does everybody want to be different?
Well, I want to
just enjoy what happens.
Okay.
It would be like...
Why? You're saying that's ridiculous? It would look horrible?
Yeah, it would. It takes a lot to get the hair where it needs to be right.
Okay, I want to
tell you, if a black woman didn't do a thing to her hair, a thing, for a year, you wouldn't recognize her.
Why? Right. You couldn't just comb it?
Hang on.
That'd be tough.
I want to get to this. I want to get to what the sodium hydroxide really is, because it will blow your mind. But first, Al Sharpton is one of the men who does the same thing to his hair, obviously.
Sure.
His hair doesn't look normal
to
you, does
straight,
it?
Very straight,
right, okay. Well, let's hear his story, because it fascinated me.
Tell me, when was the first time you had relaxing in your hair?
Late 70s. James Brown, who's like the father I never had, was in his office one evening in Augusta, Georgia. And he said to me that he was real tight with the Republicans. And I said, well, if you're so tight, why don't you get us Martin Luther King's birthday, a federal holiday? He said, get the White House on the phone. So, oh, you're right. But I told his secretary, get the White House on the phone. They left a message. 3 hours later, to my surprise, the White House called back. He got on the phone and told he wanted to come see President Reagan. So they agreed to meet on January 15, 82. And I'll never forget, he said, when you go to the White House, I want you to look like me. Because when people see you, I want them to see me. You're a reflection of me. He took me to a lady in Augusta named Mary. She said, I want you to style Rev's hair like mine. But that's the day we went to the White House, right there.
So he, James Brown made him do it. And he's just,
you are not going with me if your hair is not like mine.
He stayed with the look ever since. All right, so back to sodium hydroxide, which we know as Relaxer. Here's a couple cuts about that. Here's number four.
You have to wash that out immediately. As soon as it starts to burn, you got to get to the sink immediately or else you lose your hair.
The burn of a perm is, I think, the most excruciating burn. I think it's hotter than fire.
Especially the first time. I mean, the first time you've never felt like your whole skull is on fire. And why are you doing this?
You have maybe a pimple or something in your scalp.
Iced tea.
And that stuff gets in, it'll start to burn. But usually if you're really trying to relax your hair, it's kind of like a torture session. It's like you want it to get as straight as possible, so you feel it burning, but you be like, it's a little longer, it's a little longer, a little bit longer. Wash it out! You know, my wife, won't scratch her head. Like, if she scratches her head, I got to get a perm, I got to get a perm this week. Because once you put it in there, it will burn. You get a chemical burn, dude, on your scalp.
And Dan, here's the thing. The Relaxer is a extremely dangerous chemical. And keep in mind, this is going on like 2-year-olds at times, and you can only leave it in for so long or it starts to burn, and it eats away the skin. Here's Chris Rock with a scientist who had no idea people were putting this in their hair, this chemical.
Could you tell us exactly how dangerous sodium hydroxide is?
Sodium hydroxide will burn through your skin. The chicken is your skin.
Okay. So it'll go from my brown skin down to the white meat.
Right.
Wow. Now you realize this goes in people's heads, right?
Sodium hydroxide?
Yeah, people, black women, some men, you know, Morris Day, Prince, put sodium hydroxide in their hair to straighten it out.
Why would they do that?
To look white.
Probably what sodium hydroxide is doing is actually breaking down the protein in their hair. If it gets down into the scalp, it'll kill it at the root, and you'll actually have bald spots there.
So if you're a beautician or something, and you deal in sodium hydroxide all day,
I wouldn't do it. If you breathe just the fumes from sodium hydroxide, those fumes will ruin your lungs. They'll damage your lungs permanently.
Yep.
And apparently there's many occurrences, Dan, where they have actually burned their hair off them by leaving it in too long. In fact, the one you'll remember is Salt and Peppa. Which one? Salt or Peppa?
Peppa.
All right. Remember the Push It video where she had her hair all cranked to one side?
Asymmetrical, I believe they called that new style.
It's because she burned off the hair on this side because she left the sodium hydroxide in too long and it just falls out. It's a very
dangerous
cover.
So when did this start?
Like, when did...
I'm just saying, Donovan's allegation that you just wouldn't believe what a black woman looks like went so...
This came up in Malcolm X.
Exactly right, yeah. You know what? A lot of the guy groups in the 50s, 60s, they put that stuff in their hair so they can straighten the hair out and have those different hairstyles.
And is it like Chris Rock was joking, but it's true, kind of, to look white?
Probably so.
Are you trying to go...
Yeah, straight hair, look the best you can. So
aren't there parts of the world where this sort of thing isn't done, where you could quite easily see?
I would think, like, how about the continent of Africa?
Ooh, it's a little sensitive, sir.
No, I'm just saying.
I don't know what you're saying. You're doubting that there's no other choice?
Yeah. It just seems that putting a harsh chemical on
your wispy straight hair, sir.
There are a lot of people, a lot of young teenage girls whose parents won't let them put the Relaxer in the hair, and they, like I said, they'll put the hot comb on the stove so they can put the hot comb through the hair to straighten it out. And that's what they do. But you can tell.
What's wrong with a nice fro?
You can tell the difference between
that. Aren't fros awesome? Wouldn't you have liked to have a fro growing up, Bob?
Are you hiring?
Oh, you're just saying, in today's workplace?
If you're the manager at the wherever business. And
look, I'm not hiring a black person no matter what. But
sir. All right, so that is the Relaxer, but Chris Rock isn't done. The Weave is next. You will be shocked when you hear about the weave. I just, I could not get enough of this. It's Chris Rock's documentary, Good Hair, and it's the focus of an up-close Bad Radio Reports on the Ticket. All right, Chris Rock's documentary, Good Hair, is being examined here. And there are some... I'm getting sick and tired of that bit. Proper fades. You used to... That used to be your biggest campaign, your platform.
I didn't do that. That was Groobs.
All right, so we talked about relaxer or perm or whatever you want to talk about, putting the incredible chemical sodium hydroxide, which they put a couple drops on a raw chicken, Dan, and within 1 minute, they'd bored a hole through the entire chicken.
Didn't it
basically
take the label off of an aluminum can, right?
Oh,
did
yeah.
They do that? Yeah.
Yeah, you put sodium hydroxide on like a Pepsi can, leave it there, it'll eat right through the can.
Yeah.
I mean, this is powerful stuff, and they're putting it on like 2-year-olds.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
All right, so that's that. Let's move on to the weave, Dan. And they had a...
Fake.
Yeah, they show all sorts of beautiful black women, celebrities, and talk to each one of them about whether their hair is real or not, and every single one of them said no.
Their hair is real, but it's
they have add-ons.
Enhanced.
Well,
they have
add-ons.
They have hair, that's your length, basically, it seems, in many cases. And then they admit, see this? You know, this is all fake. This is okay. Let's get into cut six here.
There are a couple different ways of doing it. You could do tracks where you just take corn roll and you attach the track onto the braid and sew. If you have a full weave like myself, my entire hair is braided up, and then there's a very thin net that protects my hair, and then the tracks are actually braided onto the net.
Okay, so I don't want to get into what percentage of the hair is theirs versus, because that's irrelevant, but let's talk about what it costs. Here's a fascinating conversation about the cost of a weave for people that, in some cases, are celebrities, in other cases, are substitute teachers at schools that don't make hardly any money.
The black hair business is a $9 billion business. 60 to 70% of the business is the weave hair alone. The margin is 125-150%.
How much is this hair?
$1,000.
$1,000 for just the weave or the weave?
Just the weave, not the hair. The hair was more.
Well, let me tell you, them prices can go up. One of these can run you $5,000.
I'm famous for switching out my weaves once every month because I get bored.
Is that $18,000 for the year?
Yeah, about that. Throughout her whole life, probably about $150,000.
Oh, yeah, about that.
I change my mind a lot.
So some people have a wine cellar, you have a weave cellar? 1998. This is a good year for weaves. Now, how much does this cost?
That's $1,000.
This is $1,000.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You come in, it's a maintenance. You got to come in every 2 weeks or once a week for washing conditions. And every 6 weeks, you have to get it retied out.
Wow, this is amazing.
$1,000.
Yes. It starts at $1,000.
It starts. So, what's,
I mean, how high?
You can go as far as $3,500.
$3,500?
Yes.
And who's paying for this?
Ladies, working people.
Black women?
Black women, everyday people that are working and want to look good and look as natural as possible.
The weave is going to put you in situations that you don't want to be in.
Yes.
You're going to have to date men you don't want to date just because you're hungry?
Because I had to get the weave.
Because you got to pay the money on this weave.
So what about the average?
Yeah, that's not all
black woman,
that
though.
Expensive.
Your wife isn't going $1,000 a month.
She doesn't
right?
have a
well,
weave.
Well, my wife
she?
Doesn't have a weave.
She,
no.
She rocks the perm, the relaxer, right?
Right. She has her. She has a shortcut that's all her.
And what is that, Ron?
Well, she went yesterday.
Like $100?
It's
over 100?
I don't think so. It's according to what she's getting done.
But basically, if Chris Rock is telling me the truth, the ignorant white man, it's that any black chick with hair to her shoulders or beyond, it's a weave.
Well, not everyone, but it's a pretty high percentage.
Okay,
pretty
high. And then, you know what? You do need to see this movie. I'm going to say you'd probably need to check it out. It's called Good Hair because I didn't even get audio. I had to draw a line somewhere. I didn't even get audio on how they acquire this hair. They acquire this hair from India. And they acquired in India from temples, I guess. I'm probably got the wrong term here.
Hair temples?
But yeah, they part of the way they show their dedication to their god? Is it Hindu? I don't even know. Whatever. The point is, they get their head shaved. So twice,
and then they sell it to black people in America.
Yes.
Well, they sell it to
at $100 a strand or whatever. Right. It is. Yes.
And to honor their god.
Well, no, they don't know what's being done with their hair. They're shaving their head at the temple, and they leave it there.
But see, that's...
Well, and someone sweeps it up, puts it in bags, cleans it, and they sell it to America.
That's the good stuff, though, because there are a lot of girls out there that probably can't afford the $1,000 weave, and they'll get synthetic hair.
Okay, so they're not using actual human hair.
No,
they're using make-believe.
Right. Some people
are
using Some people are using synthetic hair, maybe because they can't afford the good stuff.
Okay.
That
all
you
right.
can get at Big T Bazaar for a bag of it for a nice, reasonable price.
You can buy a bag of hair?
Oh, my gosh. You
at
get
the
different
flea
color.
Market?
They have the numbers on the bag, and you can.
Boy, they didn't go into that.
If you have number six, you know what? That's what you think. You go get a bag of number six and take it to your hairstylist, and bam, there you go.
So, like, looking at the shelf of. Hair colors, you look at a shelf of a bunch of bags of actual hair.
A whole lot of them.
Hold it up next to your head and be like, is this match?
Is this it? Is this it?
Like, what are you feeling this month?
Right.
I might go a little lighter this month.
Right.
All right, let's go back to our voice of reason, Al Sharpton, for more.
The problem is when it becomes something that's beyond your means, and we buy what we want rather than what we need. And I tell women all the time, what do you have $1,000 weave on for? And don't have food in the house for the kids. It just doesn't make sense.
How does the average girl pay for this?
I have no idea. I think about that all the time. Like, what would I do if I didn't make the money that I have? I guess I have no idea.
I think she is a video vixen, they described her as.
Melissa Ford, right?
Just some chick who shows up in music videos.
Yeah, pretty hot.
So she has this unlimited funds to buy a ton of weed.
Chick.
Here's even more words of wisdom from Al Sharpton.
Do you think some of the men are being asked to subsidize this weave habit and it's creating an animosity in the community?
Oh, it definitely can create animosity. I mean, it's one thing for me to subsidize your living or subsidize your education if you're young and I'm young and you're in school or I'm going to help you with your kids even, but to subsidize your weave? I mean, hard enough for me to get a job, hard enough to go through school and get something, and you don't want me to help you with education, children, mama, 401k pro, none of that. You're weave. You want me to go to work and invest in you putting some hair on the back of your head that ain't yours. I mean, I can't even write it off of my income tax. Maybe I should have, as part of my dependents, your weave. Because your weave costs as much as some children. That's ridiculous.
He speaks the truth, Dan.
Like,
okay.
Is this a community, like a...
Is there a source of tension on this? Well, let me explain, Dan, because... Again, I'm just
I just
gonna...
mean like a bigger social problem, not just the weave, but... Just the whole appearance over...
Like the iPhone and the sweet car with the sweet rims.
And it's not just a community problem.
No, it's everywhere. It's people living beyond their means to get the things they want instead of the things they need at times.
I think that...
But then do you feel like your personal morale, or not morality, morale, you know, your good feelings, I mean, isn't that worth something as well? If this makes you happy, then...
Or is this hair going to help you land that man you've always dreamed of that can
maybe
take
so.
You to that special
right.
place?
I think that $1,000 a month or up is on the very
well, that's
top
for a celebrity.
End.
That's for an athlete wife.
So
I'm
when
sure.
they always talk about the average chick, you know, having to subsidize no food on the table, I don't think it's like that.
But how about the $20,000 a year chick who's...
Yeah, she's not spending $1,000 on a weed, but she's going to get her hair done for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not that expensive.
All right, so now we've bought this very expensive hair, Dan... What's the downside? Well, the downside is you can't do anything to mess up that haircut 10.
And like when you date a chick, these are the, like, as a single guy, when I go out with a girl and I look at her and I'm looking at her hair, first thing I know whether we could go to the bathhouse, steaming, swimming, or a beach trip, and is it going to be a big to-do?
We have natural hair, you can do stuff, more stuff. If I get caught in the rain, it's not the end of the day.
Like, she would be like, I don't want to massage her. I don't want to go to the steam room. And you say, why not? I'm not tense. You know she's tense. She's tense at the idea of the weave she just paid for just falling to pieces.
Do you swim?
I have a pool.
That doesn't answer the question.
I do have a pool. I definitely get in the water. I definitely get in the water from about here down.
You don't swim?
No. We don't play those games. He's got to be really special for me to get my hair wet. Taking a shower together could be more intimate than having sex.
All my white classmates, whenever I'd get out of the pool and my hair went from straight to curly, they were like, wow, and they'd pull on it. And I'm like...
But they're curious. They're curious white people. It's okay.
So do you... How is it added?
How
do you add this weave? Do you fuse it on? And
yeah, she explained earlier they sew them in basically to your hair, the cornrows, and then just
sometimes
kind of
it's glued on. It's just so many different ways you can do it.
So then you can't disrupt it.
No, you can't get in that water,
and
man.
Are we discovering the true reason behind the community's stance on swimming? On some
the
level,
girl, sure. Because you know what? If they have added on pieces that. That a good hair you'll get in the pool and the weave at the bottom may be all fine and then the weave will be fine, especially if it's not real hair.
Oh.
And then the real hair at the top that's not sewn in, that'll be jacked up.
I see.
And you're saying, whoa,
what if you want to replace it, or when they replace their weaves? Is part of the cost in undoing what you've done?
You go to the beauty salon, they save sometimes for hours and hours on end.
That's even if you're not getting a weave, the beauty salon is hours and hours.
Is that like getting unsnipped or whatever?
I don't know if it's quite like that.
My wife would get her hair done, and we had that family reunion and outside, and she was nervous because she didn't want to sweat in her head, and she's just trying to make sure she just paid this money for her hairdo, and she didn't want to sweat so it could, you know.
Does she have fake hair?
No, she doesn't. But when she gets it done,
what happens? Sleep
like this.
She will sleep
in bed
without her hair touching the pillow.
Right, because she just got it done. She didn't want to mess it up. She paid all that money for it, and she'll sleep like this.
Sleep with her hands on her hands.
Complete dedication.
It's a lot of money, man. I don't want to mess that up.
I got to skip ahead because, believe it or not, we're talking to the Iceman in a few minutes. So let's play the last cut. But it's just on why some black guys prefer white women, because white women will actually let you touch their hair.
Man, this is a good excuse.
Yeah, that's fair enough. But,
I love it.
But it does seem weird. It does seem weird, though, if you're
dude, you can't touch
dating a girl,
hair.
You're not allowed to touch her hair, though. It's just,
you can't do it.
It's part of the fun. Just kind of, mess around with the hair a little bit while you're sitting there watching TV. A little bit, no?
You get hit in the mouth.
Am I crazier? All right, play the last cut.
So you cannot touch a black woman's hair.
You can't. Wrong. You can't do it.
Understandably so.
If you paid $150 for $20 for hair,
you would want to touch your hair.
Right.
So you can't touch the wig.
No.
When was the last time you touched a woman's hair?
1986, before the market crashed. The market crashed in 87, October 19th. The last time I was allowed to touch a broad's hair was 86, somewhere in there.
White women love you to touch
your hair. That's true.
Pull it, yank it,
pull them around,
swing it around,
jump off the ceiling with it.
Yes,
jump off the cliff and hang glide with it.
Is this why some black men favor white women?
Yes.
No, I don't favor them.
But some black men, not you, some black men do favor
white women.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you feel a level of intimacy with the white woman that you cannot feel with the black woman?
Yes, I do. Speak up myself. Hell yeah. Yeah.
Because it's going out.
I can do things with a white boy that I can't do with a black.
That's true. But it has nothing to do with the hair.
So... what have we learned today?
It's not their big jugs.
Right. Yeah.
The fact that they'll go down there.
It's a lot of difference, but it has nothing to do with the hair, why black men prefer white women.
So there you go, kids.
White women, listen up.
A documentary is something where you learn something. Good Hair with Chris Rock.
I live it, dude.
That's the good documentary, though.
But here's the problem.
That examines some inner tiny little thing. Slice of life that you have no idea.
Well, see, that's the problem. Donovan's saying he knows all this stuff, so when he comes across this information, he thinks everybody knows it.
Sure.
We don't have any idea.
Okay. Oh, no.
If you think Manny's walking around with fake hair, you got to tell us in the 10 years we know each other.
I know what's wrong with you.
Don't hide Manny Ramirez getting a weave from us.
I apologize about that.